it simple. Choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth we go. Nick Paulson is back on the mound once again, but Brady Council is due up. So the Rafters lead is 7. 5 hits, then 7 runs. So they've been excellent on both sides of the ball. A lot different than what happened last game. It was the complete opposite. So Paulson on the mound, and Brady Council will step in. Council has been walked today. So that's his only time up at bat. A guy that has had one hit on 2 at-bats and also 2 runs last game. He sees the first strike in 0-1. No balls, a strike. 0-1 count. Paulson will set and fire a swing and a hard hit ground ball that goes into Degatti. Bends down low, throws it on a one-hop bounce into the glove of Gervich. For the first out, boy, he has been very busy out there, Jorge Degatti, and has been making plays left and right. So this brings up Adam Kootway, 0-1 today, and the right fielder from Wisconsin Whitewater. Degatti, wow. Just when he finds his own, he's really a problem. That ball swung on and hit back. Fouled, 0-1. 0-1 count with one down. One down. Paulson fires the 0-1. And just low of the zone for a ball. One ball and one strike. 1-1 count with one down. Rafters have out hit the Chinooks 5-1, and a swing and a miss. Got him on a belt high fastball. 1-2. 1-2. 1 down. Paulson looks in now. He'll set, fire, and that ball pulled out. Stays fair on the left field side. Rounding first, heading for second is Kootway. Gallison goes out to reach and grab it, launches it over to third. So Kootway will take second. But how about that? Adam Kootway finally getting a hit. The second one for the Chinooks comes here in the top of the fifth. It pulled away and looking like it was going foul, but just in the nick of time stayed fair on the third base line. 1 down. This brings up Jared Everson. 0-1. 1 down. And Paulson fires. And skims the left edge of the zone, finding a strike. 0-1. 0-1 count with 1 down. Everson from Holman, Wisconsin. Paulson glances at second, fires the 0-1, and backing away just in the nick of time was Everson for a ball, 1-1. One out, top of the fifth. The 1-1, and way down low. In for a ball, 2-1. 2-1 count with one down. Standing at second is Kootwe, making his mark here on tonight's contest. As Paulson fires, and a check swing across in for a strike, 2-2. A 2-2 count, top of the fifth. Paulson. On Everson, who grounded out to third last time up. Slices a ball left field side, out of play. 2-2 count with one down. Paulson once again will set in. 22 pitches for him. Has allowed two hits, but no strikeouts as he fires down low and away on the left edge outside for a ball, 3-2. So the count runs full. One out. Rafters on the verge of putting two runners on for the Chinooks. And perhaps they have something brewing here in the top of the fifth. The payoff. Swinging a bouncer that just pulls out right field side near the first baseline. 3-2 count. The count runs full with one down. Once again, Paulson working the count. The 3-2 and popped out backside. And staying alive is Everson. So a Minnesota Golden Gopher himself plays his collegiate ball with his teammate in the starting lineup, Brady Council. So the count is 3-2. Here we go once again. Looking at second, the payoff, and fouled backside. So Everson working this count, staying alive. Three balls and two strikes, one out, two errors for the Chinooks. That's really put the Rafters in a position. 3-2, swing and a miss, as a throw out from DeGotti, and Gotti gets him. Jent Duffy throws it over to DeGotti and tags him out in time. So big plays there for the Rafters as we head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth, Rafters 7, Chinook 0. A dominant display here in game two as Gallison swings and lines a ball into the glove of Ressler, throws it over to first in time for the first out. But, you know, you look at it, they have really put a hurting on it, and especially the first three innings. Two runs in the first, one run in the second, and then four runs in the third. Obviously some questionable pitching from Lakeshore, but nonetheless, Rafters five hits today as Jorge Degatti, boy, he has been busy today at third base, making plays left and right, getting tag outs, and now it is his turn up. He's 0 for 2 today, but has been able to cross home plate. 1-0 count. One ball, no strikes. Schaaf will fire a swing and a hard hit ball over to the shortstop. Ressler scoops it up in the glove, and the throw on to first is in time for two down. So Schaaf, just a guy that's looking to, he's only had one strikeout, but, you know, I think the big difference, obviously, for you start with Lakeshore, number one, you know, either way you look at this game, it's been the pitching. And nonetheless, Matthew Moeller, seven strikeouts for Lakeshore. They really couldn't get a hit off of him. Schaaf fires in on Conniff, who's 1-for-1 today with two runs. He has an RBI, and he's been walked. So a big day for the Wagner College product as the 1-0 comes in for a strike. 1-1. And, you know, that was big for the Rafters. Their big thing was they really just couldn't get hits. They had three hits in game one, and the 1-1 finds the left edge of the zone, 1-2. The big thing for Wisconsin Rapids, obviously the hits, what's changed, but, you know, specifically the infield has been stellar, no errors. And that's been a change as well. The 1-2, down low, and a dropped ball from Spence puts it at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two down. Schaaf will look in. The 2-2, swinging a bouncer that goes up the middle. Running after it is Ressler, not able to field it. And that rolls into center field. So, Chris Conniff, second hit tonight. And this brings up Alex Duffy. 1-for-2 with two RBIs. So, a really big day. And a confidence booster this game has been for Alex Duffy. He struggled at the plate. But the Elon catcher has really stepped it up here in the second game. Conniff at first. Schaaf will look down. And steps and fires. 1-0. A 1-0 count with two down. A swing and a ball hit into left field. That's hooking back as Grimes reaches above his head, makes the grab for the third out. But the Rafters still a seven-run lead. We head to the top of the sixth inning here on WFHR, your home for Rafters baseball. We'll step aside.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E. .biz.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your career accelerator certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Five innings down, two more to go as the Rafters have a commanding lead, 7-0. They've out-hit Lakeshore 6-2, and a new pitcher comes on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. Johnny Ancervitz, nine games appeared in with nine innings pitched, allowing eight hits and three runs, but he's acquired 10 strikeouts on a 3.0 ERA. So hasn't appeared against Lakeshore this season. Out of Notre Dame College from Ashtabula, Ohio. So a guy that was a dual sport athlete in high school. Played football and baseball. So out of Notre Dame College, a college in Northern Ohio. He'll face Gabe Ressler. Ancervitz, the right-hander, will set and deliver. And down low for a ball, 1-0. Ressler 0-1 today. A 1-0 count. Ancervitz steps, fires, and just below the zone, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Rafters six hits tonight, seven runs. All their runs came in the first three innings. As the 2-0. Just down low for a strike. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Rafters fell in the first game 6-2. But they have surely come out here in the second as a 2-1 ball fouled here on the right side. And near the Lakeshore pitcher is posted up out on the right side near the Lakeshore bullpen. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Johnny Ancervitz. And two balls and two strikes. 2-2 count. Ancervitz sets and fires and pulled out right side. 2-2. So top of the six here. Two errors for Lakeshore. Rafters have really took command here early in this second game. As the 2-2 from Ancervitz. Down low and away. So the count runs full, 3-2. Ancervitz here on his sixth pitch. So the Rafters bullpen, only one strikeout. The 3-2 inside for ball number four, and that allows Ressler to get to first. So Ressler will be at first, and this returns to the top of the order. Well, Drew Townsend. What's interesting as well is right now the Rafters bullpen has, including Ancervitz, three pitchers. There's been one strikeout between the three. Last game, they gave up six runs and seven hits. The Rafters bullpen had 11 strikeouts. So timely hits for Lakeshore really hurt them as Ancervitz deals in and outside of the zone for a ball, 1-0. So Johnny Ancervitz, a relief guy, comes in these moments. Usually every game he appears in, he always gets an inning. So a 1-0 count. Ancervitz steps and fires and swing and a miss. Townsend a little bit late, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ressler at first. Townsend out of Missouri State and from Kansas City, Missouri. 1-1 from Ancervitz. Down low, skips in the dirt on the right side. He's been walked today. He's 0-for-1. 2-1. No outs. Rafters in their special edition camouflage military uniforms. The 2-1. It's the Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa Military Appreciation Night here at Winterfield, and it's a great opening ceremony as the National Guard came out and delivered a great ceremony which allowed for the national anthem, and the 3-1 just down low for ball number 4. So back-to-back walks. Townsend will take first. Ressler moves to second. And now, well, Lakeshore possibly can start to get the runs on the board. Duffy having a word with his pitcher as Hunter Grimes will step in. 0-for-2 today. He got a hit last game. Antrovitz and Duffy just exchanging a few words, making sure they're on the same page. Because we've seen at times where Antrovitz has really struggled on the mound, but there's also been times where he's just been getting strikeouts left and right. So Hunter Grimes at the University of Arkansas from Kerrville, Texas. Antrovitz fires in for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. Grimes bends down low, the right-hander. Antrovitz sets, fires the 1-0 up and away for a 2-0 count. So back-to-back walks, and right now, Antrovitz down the count 2-0 as Brian Dyer, the pitching coach, well, he's stepping out of the dugout and now going to have a word with his pitcher, and so is this entire infield. Stepping on right now on the mound. So a pitcher is getting warm, and it looks to be Blake Barker in the bullpen, but I couldn't imagine Barker coming in right now. His job seems like it would be in the seventh, but right now for the Rafters, you know, you have a 7-0 lead. Antrovitz just getting a talking to from his infield and pitching coach Brian Dyer. So 2-0 count. Runners on first and second. Townsend at first, Ressler at second. A 2-0 count. Antrovitz fires a swing and a moonshot hits left field side, out of play. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. So Antrovitz yet to get a strikeout and yet to get an out here in this inning. Hunter Grimes, 0-for-2 today. Caught on base on a fielder's choice and grounded out to short. And the 2-1, right down the plate, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Antrovitz at Ashtabula, Ohio. Notre Dame College as well. A Division III school, Northern Ohio. And he steps in, serves the 2-2 swing, and a line drive goes past the glove of Broussard. Rolls into left field. Gallison whips it over to Degatti. And, well, unfortunately for the Rafters, now bases loaded. Grimes to first. Townsend to second. And Ressler to third. No outs. And Lakeshore making their move here in the top of the sixth. Joey Spence will step in. They have a big lead at 7-0, but you can't get too careless. As Antrovitz will set in. and deliver the first offering on Spence. He fouls it out. Left side, 0-1. No balls, one strike. 0-1 count. Antrovitz on Spence, fires the 0-1 up and away. Out for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bases loaded. Lakeshore has an opportunity here. Antrovitz throws ahead for a ball, 2-1. So Joey Spence, 0-2 today. He's grounded out twice. Grounded out to short. Grounded out to second. 2-1 count. Two balls a strike. The 2-1 out and away for a ball. 3-1. Three balls a strike. Bases are loaded. And now one ball away from sending Ressler home at third, getting a run in and keeping the bases loaded. Three balls a strike. The 3-1. Swing and a miss outside. 3-2. So the count runs full. A big pitch here for Antrovitz. A 3-2 count. He'll look in. Top of the sixth inning. Rafters already up 7-0. As Antrovitz fires a 3-2, popped out and away, fouled off. So once again, Grimes at first, Townsend at second, Ressler at third. Three hits now for Lakeshore. The count runs at 3-2. Looking down. Setting, firing his answer. A swing and a miss. Strike three. A big strikeout on the first out here in the top of the six. So Antrovitz, a big strikeout on a full count. As this brings up Avery Owusu-Asedu. 1-2 today. He's been one of three Chinooks to get a hit. As he lined a ball over Broussard into left center. One down. Johnny Antrovitz, a big out there, a big strikeout. Needed it. He sets and fires as Owusu-Asedu fouls it back behind home plate into the backtrack. 0-1. 0-1 count with one down. Bases loaded once again. Antrovitz will set, step, fire the 0-1, and it goes inside as it looks to be a ball. As umpire, looks like it hit the umpire as well. Did it come in for a ball or a strike? That's the question the umpires are having a word with right now. But you look at it, nonetheless, it was a 3-2 count on Spence. And if he threw a ball, a one-run scores, there's no outs, and the bases loaded once again. But the fact that he got a strikeout, a big confidence booster. So it looks to be a strike. You know, no balls and two strikes now, which is good for Antrovitz. Getting ahead of the count, 0-2. One down. 0-2 count. Antrovitz will look down. He looks over at third, the big leadoff from Ressler. The 0-2, just down low. Duffy had to reach out and make the grab for a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One down. Antrovitz kicks, winds, fires the 1-2. And a bouncer that just pulls Foul. It stayed fair for a sec, but bounced left. And on the foul side, 1-2 still. One-two count once again. Bases loaded. Lakeshore on the verge of getting a run here, at least a run in this game. Answer, it's the high kick. The 1-2 swing and a miss. Upstairs, Owusu Asedu a little bit late, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Answer. It's two down, now here one away. So a full count on Spence. Antrovitz gets a strikeout. And now a 1-2 count. He gets another strikeout. So a big confidence booster as this brings up Josh Overbeek. 0 for 2 today. And a guy that had an RBI single last game. As Antrovitz fires. And just outside for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with two down. Rafters a dominant 7-0 lead. One away here on the top of the six. The 1-0. And just inside. Low of the zone. 2-0. So two down. For Wisconsin Rapids, back-to-back strikeouts for Antrovitz. He leads the bullpen staff for the Rafters in strikeouts today. The 2-0 outside for ball number three. So 3-0 now. One ball away from sending a run home and getting the Chinooks on the board. 3-0 count. Antrovitz will look in and fire the 3-0 way outside for ball number four. So Ressler will get home. And the first run of the game for the Chinooks comes here in the top of the six. So now it's 7-1. Brady Council will step in now 0-1 today with a walk. Two down, runners advance, Overbeek at first, Grimes at second, and at third is Townsend. First offering comes in for a strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike. Oh and one count, foul tipped backside. 0-2. So two outs, no balls and two strikes. Lights fully turned on. Here at Winterfield in a dark night sky. Beautiful evening. Two down, the 0-2 outside. Duffy has to reach away for a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Antrovitz will look in. Bases loaded. He'll kick and serve the 1-2. Swing and a miss inside for strike number three. Strikeout number three for Johnny Antrovitz. Gives up one run, but the Rafters lead 7-1. We head to the bottom of the six here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 61. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, high of 86. Tomorrow night, lows of a low around 61. Temps above average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-80s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the six, Rafters give up a run, but they still have a commanding lead, 7-1. Ty Johnson will step in. So a new pitcher in store for the Chinooks, Grant Ross from Madison College. He played with the Mallards last season, but right now for Lakeshore, 8 games appeared in. As he's a guy that, 2 games appeared in as a pitcher, 8 games as a batter. 2 innings pitched and having a strikeout as he serves in for a ball, 2-0. 2-0 count. As Ross will fire way outside for a ball, 3-0. So 3-0 count. Ross, the right-hander, fires and finds the strike zone. Johnson was ready to take first, but is going to have to retreat back. He has 2 RBIs today, Ty Johnson. A grounded RBI and a one-run RBI as well. A big day for him as the 3-1 foul back. Left side, 3-2. 1 hit on 3 at-bats. But obviously, the one-run RBI, which allowed him to get the hit, but the ground-out RBI as well. So the count runs full, 3-2, and driven out, hit left side. 3-2. So full count. Three and two count. Shaking it off is Ross. He'll fire. And outside of the zone for ball number 4, Johnson will take first. This brings up Jack Basir. 0-for-1 today, but he has a run. He's been walked twice in a strikeout. So it's been a long evening of baseball. First game started at 5:05. Lakeshore won 6-2. They out hit the Raptors 7-3, but Wisconsin Rapids returning the favor here as they swing and a bouncer left side out of play. 0-1. No balls, a strike. 0-1 count. As the pickoff over at first, Johnson gets back towards the bag. Rafters have out-hit the Chinook 6-3. Looking in again. Ross will deliver the 0-1. Swinging a line drive. Hit into left field. Heading back towards the wall. This ball bounces off the wall. Johnson gets to third. Basir gets to second. And a double for Jack Basir. And Rafters, 2 runners in scoring position here in the bottom of the 6th. On the cusp of adding to their lead. That's the seventh hit of the game, and it belongs to the newly acquired TCU product, Jack Basir. Knew he wasn't going to be quiet for long. He's a guy that always finds a way to get a hit in every game. He is that good. Batted a .345 for Pepperdine this season. So Logan Hugo, it's his turn. No hits on 2 at-bats with a run. He's been walked as well. So the right fielder comes in, scoots away for the first offering is a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. Bottom six, nobody down. Two runners in scoring position. Basir at second, Johnson at third. Ross will look. He'll set in now, step and fire. And down low for a ball, 2-0. So once again, two balls and no strikes. The 2-0. And sweeps the right edge down below the zone, 3-0. So Ross, one ball away from getting the bases juiced here in the bottom of the sixth. The Rafters gave up a run here in the top half of this inning. The 3-0, right down the pipe, 4-1, 3-1. So a 3-1 count. Leaning in is Ross. He'll kick, step, fire, fouled off right side. So after three straight balls, Hugo, two strikes, and now the count runs at 3-2. Two errors for Lakeshore in the field tonight. Rafters, none. They always have a good chance of winning when playing error-free baseball. As a 3-2 outside for ball number four, and this will put Hugo at first. Basir remains at second, and Johnson at third. So the first three batters in the order get on base, and Garrett Broussard, one hit on two at-bats, has an opportunity to really blow this game wide open. Seven one is the lead. Rafters have out-hit Lakeshore 7-3 as Ross fires low of the zone for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. Looking in, kicking, Ross fires, swinging a line drive that drops on a one-hop bounce before Grimes can get to it. One run scores. So Johnson gets home, an RBI single from Garrett Broussard. Rafters 8-1 now. So Gervich will step in and hopefully add to the hitting total. Rafters, 8 runs, 8 hits. So Hugo to second, Basir to third, and Broussard is at first. As Ross fires, pops it up, left side, fouled off. 0-1. No balls to strike. Ross once again will set and serve. And a dropped ball from Spence. And it looks like it's going to be a ball, 1-1. So bottom six, no outs, bases loaded. Rafters already with a run as the 1-1. Low of the zone for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Ross has struggled at the plate. The 2-1. Sky left side out of play. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. So Lakeshore looking for their first out. Ross looking for his first strikeout here in the sixth. Gervich, the left-hander, with the bat on his shoulder. 2-2, swinging a ground ball over to Ressler, steps on the bag at second, whips it on over to first for a double play, but a run scores in Basir. Rafters lead 9-1. Hugo gets to third. Ressler busy out there at shortstop tonight. So a double play from Gabe Ressler, a 6-3 double play. And Anthony Gallison will step in. One hit on two at-bats with a run. 9-1 is the score. Dominant performance here in the second game of this doubleheader. As the first pitch on the way, up and outside, 1-0. A 1-0 count with two down. Ross sets, serves. Down low for a ball. So 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Ross fires, fouled right side. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. A 2-1 count. The kick, the wind, the fire. Gallison swings low and sees a strike, 2-2. So deuces across the board. A long inning for Lakeshore. Raptors, well, on the other hand, they've gotten two runs, added to their lead 9-1. So a big second game for Wisconsin Rapids. Anthony Gallison, even in the count, 2-2. As Grant Ross, still without a strikeout, he'll set. The 2-2 swing and a miss. Gallison a little bit late for strike number three and out number three. But the Raptors, two more runs. They lead 9-1. We head to the final seventh inning here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh, and the Raptors 9, Chinooks 1. Final three outs of the night for them to cap off. Well, would be a decent day splitting this series, because the first game they fell 6-2 in a fashion they just didn't like. So they really have answered here in this second game. Two runs in the first, one run in the second, four runs in the third, and then two runs here in the past six. So Barker will look in. He'll set. Fire the first offering on Kootway in four ball. So Blake Barker, eight games with an 0-1 record, 10 innings pitched, allowing eight hits and seven runs and nine strikeouts. And is trying to erase the bad taste in his mouth after the game back on June 18th here against Lakeshore, where he went an inning allowing four hits, five runs. And unfortunately for him, that was in the top of the ninth. And the Raptors lost that game 9-7. The 2-0 way inside. In backing away is Kootway, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. A 3-0 count. Barker, the left-hander, fires in, out, and away for ball number four. So Kootway will take first. So a leadoff walk for the Chinooks. And this brings up Jared Everson. So out of the University of Minnesota, and a guy that's 0 for 2 today. Barker, the left-hander, fires in and finds the zone. So no balls, a strike. Oh, and one count. At first is Kootway, the 0-1, swinging a bouncer, and Barker has trouble fielding it. Degatti runs out and throws and makes the catch. 0-1, but one down. So Degatti just busy out there at third. Advancing to second was Kootway. There was questions if Barker should have even went after that. But regardless, Degatti makes the play. So one down, and this brings up Gabe Ressler. 0 for 1 today with a run, and he's been walked as well. As setting in and serving outside for a ball. A 1-0 count, one out. Blake Barker, fastball came in at 93 miles per hour. He has a big arm. He'll set, step, serve, inside and away for a ball, 2-0. 2-0 count with one down. Raptors lead 9-1. An avalanche of runs came in the first three innings. And the 2-0, swing and a miss, 2-1. So Blake Barker had a Seton Hill. 2-1 count. One down. Hill set. Look over at second, the big leadoff. And taking third now, swing and a miss. The throw from Duffy over to Degatti is late. And so taking third is Kootway. So Kootway putting himself in scoring position. 2-2 count with one down. Barker looks the long stare down. The 2-2. Swing. Strike three. So strike number three. So how about that? Struck out. And the first strikeout for Blake Barker. And this brings up on the top of the order with Drew Townsend. Two walks. He's drawn him twice. 0-1 today. Barker, the step, the fire. Swinging a pop-up ball. Left side. Out of play and hits the top of the grandstand. 0-1, though. So potentially the final batter of the night. To cap off a great victory here in this second game. Had short-term memory after falling in the first game and have come out playing sound baseball. No errors, 9 runs, 8 hits. 2 down, the 0-1, and just down low for a ball, 1-1. So 2 more strikes for Blake Barker. To cap off a big victory here for Wisconsin Rapids. As the 1-1 and finds the strike zone. Left side. So one more strike away. Standing at third is Kootway. 2 down, 1-2 count. Barker bends down. He'll set in now. He'll kick, wind, fire the 1-2, swinging a bouncer over to the first baseman, and Gurevich beats him to the tag in Townsend, and that will do it. Raptors take down Lakeshore in the second game of this doubleheader, 9-1, and they outhit him 8-3 after a game where they just did not play their best baseball in game one, losing 6-2, but coming out here and playing a dominant performance, taking down Lakeshore, splitting the series on this doubleheader. Both 7-inning games, and for the Raptors, just finding ways to, you know, erase that first victory and really coming out and, you know, playing a little bit with an edge on their shoulder, and rightfully so. You know, two runs in the first, a run in the second, four runs in the third, and by that time, it really was tough for Lakeshore to get back in this game. You know, they were down 7-0, and the Raptors just continued to play well. You look at it, obviously the pitching wasn't there for Lakeshore. In the first game, they had Matthew Moeller, who threw seven strikeouts. But today, for the Raptors, they got more hits, eight hits and big hits as well, and also a lot of walks for the Lakeshore pitchers. Ryan Sells struggled on the mound, but this team found a way. They dominated here in this second game, but they split the series with Lakeshore. This is the last time these two teams will meet here at Witter Field. The next two times they'll meet will be at Capco Park in Mequon. So Wisconsin Rapids, after, well, being away for 9 games in 10 days, they'll be away once again for a three-game away stand. They got Madison tomorrow, Madison the day after, and then Fond du Lac. And then they'll be home, actually, for quite a bit for the next 2 weeks. But they take on the Mallards at 5:05 tomorrow at Warner Park. But for everybody at Wisconsin Rapids, for players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at WFHR, my name is Joey Fiera saying so long. More Raptors W. We'll see you tomorrow in Madison, everybody. Good night.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call in their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.